Entirely aside from investigations, a lot of Americans are simply trying to deal with the scale of this tragedy, and one of them is a former astronaut, Sally Ride. She's in Orlando, Florida, where she traveled this weekend for a science fair for middle school girls. Sally Ride was the first American woman to travel in space, and we had a chance to speak with her earlier today. We asked her when she first heard the news about the challenge, about the Columbia, rather.
I was watching television from my hotel room in Orlando, and was watching the shuttle landing, and saw it on TV.
I know you're involved in programs to encourage girls in science. I know that's what you're doing in Orlando, Florida right now, some mm-hmm. kind of science fair. Have you had a chance yet to talk to any young girls about this?
No, I haven't. I'll be doing that in just a few minutes. Actually, we're expecting several hundred girls to this science festival. But part of the message that we'll want to get on to them is the importance of science and engineering, the opportunities that are open for them, and the importance of carrying on the flame that the astronauts on the Columbia were carrying.
You have to talk to them directly about this. You can't act like nothing ever happened.
Absolutely not. In fact, we thought long and hard yesterday morning about whether we should cancel the festival or not, and decided that, at a time like this, people like to come together, they like to talk, they've got lots of questions, and we thought that we would actually turn this into an opportunity for them to ask those questions of me and the other women that we've got presenting at the festival, and hopefully help them come to grips with the events of yesterday.
All through this weekend, we've heard NASA officials, astronauts, former astronauts, describe this as though it were deaths in the family. And I know that you were an astronaut preparing for a mission in 1986 when the Challenger exploded, which makes me wonder how people in your position deal with news like this.
I think everyone deals with it in a different way. The Challenger accident back in 1986 hit me very hard, both personally and professionally. I had four very, very close friends on that flight, astronauts that I had worked with and lived with for 8 years. And I was scheduled for my third flight just a couple of months after the Challenger accident. You never really lose that sense of community with NASA, and although I'm not as close to the program now as I was back in 1986, I still have a lot of friends at NASA and very, very strong feelings for the space program. It's a very difficult time.
Simple question, but an important one, I think. Why do we continue doing this? Why do we take the risk? Why do we take the expense?
Well, I guess that all you need to do is look into the eyes of the kids growing up today when you mention astronauts, the planets, the space program to them. Their eyes just light up. It really captivates them, and it ignites something deep inside of all of us, kids of all ages. But it really is an inspirational program, and it's something that kids today aspire toward, whether they aspire toward being astronauts or whether they aspire towards studying whether there's life on Mars or studying how the universe began. There's something magical about pushing back the frontiers of knowledge. And that's something that that is just almost part of being human, and that I'm certain will continue.
Sally Ride was the first American woman to travel in space. Dr. Ride, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.